For more than 30 years, I've been a professional worship leader. Now that wasn't planned, so I guess I'm really what you would call an accidental worship leader. When I started leading worship in the 1970s, it wasn't a career for anyone, but now apparently it is. I sometimes think it's weird to pay people to lead worship, so maybe that's a theme for a future podcast. Anyway, it's been an incredible privilege to lead people in worship, from sofas to stadiums and everything in between. The more events I've played, the more skilled I've become at bluffing my way through any mistake. For example, I remember one occasion I forgot the exact words to a song. I got creative and sang words that I knew were close to the original and hoped I'd got away with it. Afterwards, someone said to me how much they appreciated me feeling free to change the words, be spontaneous and prophetic. Wow, what a relief. Much of my work has been within the new church or charismatic movements. At these events, there's often a time of personal ministry at the end. What happens is that people line up at the front of the auditorium, and then the mighty man of God, or woman of God, goes down the line, laying hands on everyone. I don't particularly like that phrase, man of God or woman of God, because as far as I'm concerned, we are all people of God. Now, the person being prayed for gets, in quotes, slain in the spirit, which is charismatic jargon for falling back into the arms of a catcher who gently lays them on the floor. Occasionally, somebody will spring a surprise and fall forwards. That catches everybody out and always makes me smile. Now, being a catcher is a highly responsible job in these days of health and safety. A lot of people could get really injured without good catchers. Wouldn't it be ironic if you broke an arm at a healing meeting while simply wanting prayer for a headache? Try telling that to the doctor at the emergency room. If you've ever seen videos of these events, and there are plenty on YouTube, they look impressive. People falling down like human dominoes as they are prayed for. Now, sometimes a person might not fall immediately. That's a bit of a problem. So the ministry team or reinforcements step in and lay hands on that person until he or she goes down. I think that maybe over time, unfortunately, it's become a bit of a charismatic formula. And as time went on, I began to feel that we were treating the Holy Spirit like a performing animal in a circus. Holy Spirit, come and do your tricks for the faithful. Make us laugh. Make us shake. Make us roll around the floor. I began to wonder why people who fell down under the power of the Holy Spirit got up again within a few minutes. Surely, if they'd been slain in the Spirit, shouldn't they be down and out for much longer? Well, maybe this was Holy Spirit Light, or Holy Spirit Express. Not the full Monty, but enough to tickle your fancy. Now, most of the time, while all this was happening, I would play or sing sensitively in the background. But there were occasions when the ministry team would call me and my band to be prayed for, whether we wanted it or not. I grew uncomfortable with this. I began to feel that I was part of a show, that I had no choice in the matter. I often didn't want prayer in ministry, but what could I do? It would look bad if I refused prayer in front of hundreds of people. I would be the rebellious musician. So here is my confession. I heard I could bluff my way through this by faking a response. I learned about the courtesy drop, or CD for short, and this is how it works. You assume the receiving position, which is eyes closed and hands out in front of you as if waiting to receive a gift. But if nothing appears to be happening, shake a little bit, and then after 10 or 15 seconds, fall backwards into the arms of the catcher. You will then be left alone. Stay down on the floor for 3 or 4 minutes, after which you stand up slowly and return to your seat with a smile on your face. The congregation will be happy for you, the preacher will be happy, and all this looks good on any video. It's a win-win all round. Now, several years ago, I was leading worship with my band at a charismatic conference in Germany. On the last day of the event, the leaders announced that the entire final evening would be a time of personal ministry and prophecy for everybody. It was going to be a long night. Before this final session, my keyboard player looked a little anxious, and I asked him if everything was okay. He told me he didn't feel in need of ministry and didn't know what to do if called out to receive this. I said, "Don't worry," and told him about the CD. Sure enough, when the time came for personal ministry, my keyboard player was the first one called out for prayer. As he was prayed for, he began to shake a little and then after a few moments fell back into the arms of a catcher who laid him down on the floor. Later that evening, as we sat in the hotel bar, reflecting on the event over a few glasses of wine, I asked him what had happened. Had he received a touch from the Lord during those moments? It certainly looked like it to me. "No," he replied, "nothing was happening. I did the courtesy drop exactly as you told me, and it worked perfectly." Now, there's maybe only 2 times when you don't need to do a CD. The first is when something real is happening to you and you welcome it. Because when God is moving, you don't need to fake the shake. The second is when you are being pushed by the person praying for you. There was one time my wife Tricia was in a prayer line where she was definitely being pushed to the ground by an internationally renowned preacher. I guess he should have known better. Now, the Holy Spirit had nothing to do with what was happening. It was manipulation, plain and simple. There was no way that she was going to be intimidated, so she remained standing and said to him, "Don't push me." That sorted him out. So I hope this podcast will prove useful to you. If ever you're in a situation where you're called out for prayer or personal ministry and feel cornered, just remember, do the CD. Thanks for listening to my confession.